Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory begins at noon today. A red flag warning begins at 10 a.m. today. A blend of clouds and sun today with a slight chance for rain. Highs level off around 75. South winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain tonight, 39. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 55.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with the dry conditions and high wind concerns across the state of Kansas today and going into the weekend, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly wrapped up yesterday issuing a verbal state of disaster emergency proclamation due to the concern about fire weather conditions. As WIBW reports, that the declaration that was made by the governor last night allows resources to be used to provide state assistance in the event that wildfires should occur around the state, saying, quote, weather conditions are such that a high risk exists for wildland fires in the coming days. I urge everyone across the state to use extreme caution and avoid burning. Help your local firefighters by avoiding any activity that may spark a fire. In other news, a Nebraska contractor has been charged with defrauding customers across multiple different states, including the state of Kansas, by failing to construct the buildings after being paid for the services. As KSN News reports, 42-year-old Bobby Bates Sr. apparently had defrauded customers in Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Oklahoma, Nebraska, South Dakota, Illinois, and Georgia.
It's the March Make It Mine event at Midwest Kia. And this month, we're offering you up to $5,000 over MMR value for your trade-in to help you make the perfect new Kia yours today. That's right. Get top dollar for your trade and drive off in an all-new K4 sedan. Stand a little taller in a Kia Sportage or load up the family in the award-winning Kia Telluride. Any new Kia you choose will be backed by a best-in-class 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty with rebates as high as $10,000 and rates as low as 0% for 72 months. Midwest Kia is making history during the March Make It Mine event. At Midwest Kia, we're all about making your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. But hurry, this March-only offer won't last long. Visit Midwest Kia or check us out online at MidwestKia.com and get up to $5,000 over MMR for your trade-in. Midwest Kia, where your trade is always worth more, and we're always singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranties. See dealer for details.
The federal agency known as DOGE, or the Department of Government Efficiency, has announced they have cut three new federal agency leases that happen in the city of Topeka for the local risk management agency. As they say, the agencies are now listed on the DOGE real estate savings website, including the Federal Highway Administration, the Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service, and the Rural Housing Service. Within total, the DOGE program saying that they've saved more than $3.8 million by cutting the leases for those buildings of these federal agencies here in the state of Kansas. In total, between the three different leases, they say the Rural Housing Services, they ended up saving $153,000 in total savings, with $230,000 from the annual lease cost. The Federal Highway Administration saved $11,000 in total savings, with $134,000 from the annual lease cost. And the Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service saved more than $289,000. At the same time, DOGE has been going after the Bureau of Prisons, cutting more than $900,000 from the Kansas City area. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, abortion seems to be top of mind for many state legislators in the state of Nebraska again after a new bill had advanced through the legislative committee as of Wednesday night this week. As according to the Health and Human Services Committee, they voted 5-0 to advance legislative bill 632 that would require any healthcare facility performing and completing an on-site elective abortion to dispose of the remains of the aborted fetus by cremation or burial. At the same time, according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say the committee also voted 4-2 2 to advance legislative bill 512 that would require doctors to screen pregnant women for ectopic pregnancies and schedule a follow-up appointment 3 to 28 days after prescribing abortion-inducing medication. According to legislators, they say that much of the idea has mirrored off of the latest Minnesota law that was adopted back in 1987 that 15 other states have also adopted on the issue. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Are you ready to score a slam dunk on your next car purchase? At Rusty at Ford, we're shooting for the best deals just for you. With over 600 new and used vehicles to choose from, we've got the ride to match your game. All the prices and financing that'll leave you cheering. Like a 2024 F-150 up to $17,000 off. Or a 2024 Expedition $7,000 rebate and up to $14,000 off. Stock number 214304C. Or a 2024 F-150 as low as 1.9% APR.
I'm throwing down dunks. Rusty at Ford is throwing down prices. Come visit our team today so we can save the most money.
Rusty at Ford, where the deals are always a win. Visit Rusty at Ford or online at rustyatford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
With approved credit, must finance with Ford Motor Credit. See for the details. Number 214984.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual legislative forum in Marysville is Saturday, March 15th. Doors open 8:30 with refreshments. The session runs 9 to 10 a.m. State Senator Elaine Bowers and Craig Bowser and State Representative Lisa Mosier will be in attendance. Elaine Bowers will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing at 7:10 Saturday on KNDY.
One constitutional mandate we have as legislators is to pass a balanced budget in Kansas. And this year, it's a little different. In the past, and the governor still has her proposed budget, but this year, the legislature has a budget as well. And this process has started over in the House, which is very different for us senators. Normally, the House has a budget. It's working off of the governor's budget, and as does the Senate. But this year, the Senate is going to work off of the House budget, and it was just passed out here in Topeka, and it'll be coming over to the Senate. So we will now be having hearings in the Senate Ways and Means Committee. Now, they'll have a few subcommittees that meet, and they'll dive down deeper into the details and then propose a budget back to us, and they'll be working off of the House budget. So I'm excited to see. And so far, we're down over $200 million from last year. So that is money that we can save taxpayers and hopefully reduce our property taxes and also our income taxes yet. So those two items have to balance the tax cuts that we make with the budget cuts that we can afford both at the same time. So the budget will be going through the Senate, and that would be something for our constituents to be watching for.
Again, join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY on our public affairs program. The annual Lillis St. Patrick's Day Parade is Saturday, 2 p.m. Bridges were again among discussion items at the Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week, with Public Works advising a plan needs to be established for replacement of a structure north of Waterville over the Little Blue on 4th Road. This project could come in at some $2 million. Washington County Commissioners met last week with representatives from Paragon International, an Australian firm that is contracted for hydrogen exploration with some 35,000 acres in southeast Washington and southwest Marshall counties under lease. Seismic testing could begin as early next month. The permitting process is underway as landowners are being contacted. Deputy appraiser advised valuations were going out. Most would see little change year to year. It was noted that demand for rural houses remained strong, some sales coming in over ask and moving quickly due to limited supply. A new county coroner was contracted through the 12th Judicial District to replace the Warrens, whose retirement resignation was effective end of February. Washington County Commissioners moved forward approving a resolution for establishment of an ambulance taxing district. Nemaha County Commissioners agreed to install signs provided by the National Park Service indicating the route of the Pony Express and Oregon Trail through the county. No comments came forward at a public hearing regards establishing a new neighborhood revitalization program, which would take effect in April, running through March of 2030. Language of the new plan is being finalized. Commissioners will consider joining the Kansas Natural Resource Coalition, who met with them and spoke of federal overreach and monitoring potential impact on Kansas counties. Consensus was to leave Nemahal County Commissioner District lines in place, as population shifts have not been significant. Gage County Board of Supervisors took no action to approve or disapprove a request for consultant proposals for engaging in design, siting, and construction administrative services for a proposed multi-custody correctional facility. This will be on the March 19th agenda. A $548,000 project was approved unanimously for milling and replacement of blacktop on the Philly Southwest Overlay, work to be completed by the 1st of June. 20 of 24 townships were represented at the annual meeting with supervisors. Concerns were expressed about cutting trees along roadways not being cut short enough and concern with roads for the Cattleman's Ball. Other issues discussed at the township meeting in Gage County. Senator Myron Dorn spoke on bills being introduced, the budget, transfers in and out, property tax and school property tax credits, and various bills introduced. He indicated they will likely see much property tax relief in the future. District 2 Supervisor Emily Haxby discussed grants she's applying for and a grant of $5.4 million recently received. Eric Thiemann spoke of concerns on the shortage of material. Valuations are going up. He's cutting things not needed, including roads, to see if any need to be abandoned. District 7 Supervisor Terry Juergens and Road and Bridge Committee Chair discussed gravel bids and the balance of the budget left. Lisa Wagon, Emergency Manager, spoke about planning and zoning permits. And the Highway Superintendent spoke about the Bridge Match Project, spot rock tree clearing, and process for road work. Hahn, the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, ham, macaroni and cheese, garlic bread, Normandy blend, applesauce, and a cookie. Monday's menu, chicken strips with a biscuit, sweet potatoes, zucchini and tomatoes, and fruit cocktail.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until early this evening. Some rain showers possible today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 70s, south winds between 15 and 30, and gusting as high as 45. Some rain showers possible overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Southwest winds between 10 and 20, and gusting as high as 35. Some rain showers are possible early on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, then partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Partly sunny throughout the day on Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and staying clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, then a slight chance for some rain and snow showers over Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. Then more rain and snow possible throughout the day Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March 55, record high on this date 87, the average low 31, the record low 5 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:41, sunset this evening 7:32.
In agriculture, weed control is a costly and time-consuming process. Upgrade your sprayer's efficiency with the newest PWM technology from Cottage Hill Ag Supply in Waterville. Pulse width modulation controls your sprayer's flow rate and pattern, providing better accuracy and coverage on weeds, while most importantly, saving you money on chemical. Covering more ground in less time means you can focus on growing your operation. So call Darren today at 785-363-6101. Don't miss out on smarter, more efficient spraying practices for years to come with a new PWM sprayer system from Cottage Hill Ag Supply, located south of Waterville.
What makes Tony's Meat Market in Marysville exceptional? It's you, the customer. The highest quality meat selection with prices that won't break the bank. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday and find yourself the perfect cut of beef, pork, or chicken for all your grilling summer needs. Special orders available, a drive-up window for your convenience, and a friend from the first visit. Swing by Tony's Meat Market on Highway 36 in Marysville and come see me, Tony, the Meat Man, and the rest of the crew and get your grilling party kicked off right.
Beyond the arc and well beyond anyone else. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Warriors beat the Kings last night. Steph Curry hitting four more threes. Already has the most in history, and now he's the first ever with 4,000.
It's unfathomable that Steph has hit 1,000 more threes since he passed Ray Allen in 2021. So how far can Steph take this? I asked him that, and he said it's up to his knees, whether or not his knees can hold up.
ESPN's Om Young Masuk. Bucks beat the Lakers last night, 126-106. LA gets 45 from Luka Doncic in the loss. Lakers have dropped three straight. College ACC semifinals are set. Clemson gets Louisville. Cardinals advancing with a buzzer beater over Stanford last night. And Duke, North Carolina. Although Duke losing Cooper Flagg to an ankle injury in the first half of yesterday's quarterfinal win. In the Big East, one semifinal has St. John's facing Marquette, which gets past Xavier. Bubble team, which will have to wait now till Sunday to learn its fate. The other, UConn-Creighton, Blue Jays, a double overtime win over DePaul. SEC, Texas, a bubble team, beats A&M in double overtime to advance. Arkansas, also a bubble team, losing on a buzzer beater by Ole Miss. Will there be a spot in the dance for Razorbacks and Coach John Calipari?
Hopefully we've done enough and done enough in this league. And, you know, this is... You're playing the one rank, two rank. You know, you're doing the things that we've done. I think we've proven it, but I'm not in the room.
Arkansas losing on a buzzer beater. So does Oklahoma. Kentucky gets a go-ahead layup with a half second to go from Otega Owe to beat the Sooners. Golf, three-way tie atop the leaderboard at the Players' Championship at Sawgrass. Rory McIlroy in the group, one shot off the lead. On the ice, Kings a 3-0 shutout of Washington. Obviously, no goals for Alex Ovechkin in the loss. Senators double up the Bruins, 6-3. Penguins beat the Blues, 5-3.
The best day for great deals on everything for spring is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on spring essentials, from handbags starting at $49.99 to sheets starting at just $9.99. From 40 to 50% off new looks for the family to 40 to 50% off mattresses from Serta and more. And you can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day that's unlike any other day. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Thursday, sub-state basketball scores. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs fall to St. Mary's Colgan 41-37. Hanover boys lost to Elrond Christian 62-57. Frankfort boys lost Central Plains in overtime 54-44. And the Axtell boys advance over Hutch Central Christian 66-46. Semifinals on Friday. 8th seed Lynn girls take on 5th seed Attica at 2 p.m. 3rd seed Hanover girls meet 2nd seed Lebo at 6 p.m. 2nd seed Axtell boys face 3rd seed Dighton at 8 p.m. We'll have the Lynn and Hanover girls games at 2 and 6 p.m. with the Axtell boys at 8, live on KNDY FM, 95.5. Centralia girls 2nd seed face 3rd seed Troy Friday at 2 p.m.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks fell again Thursday, with the S&P plunging into correction territory, meaning more than 10% off its record high. The Dow Jones lost another 537 points to close below 41,000 for the first time since September of last year. The NASDAQ composite took the biggest hit, falling almost 2%. Thursday's sell-offs came after the latest threats in the trade wars, with President Trump talking about 200% import fees on European alcohol. That came in response to the EU's hitting American whiskey with 50% tariffs. That itself was a response to earlier tariffs put in place by President Trump. A threat of U.S. tariffs on European cars isn't the only thing BMW has to worry about. The German automaker's net profit fell 37% in 2024, partly because of falling demand in the Chinese market. And 3 days before St. Patrick's Day, McDonald's is putting 25 cents of every Shamrock Shake sale toward the Ronald McDonald's House Charities. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, ongoing budget conversations in Washington, D.C. continue with a potential government shutdown coming up at the end of the week. But it's not just about the actual budget, but it's about tax rates, regulations, tariffs, and so much more that are impacting the entire economy and especially the agricultural community across the nation. As we sat down with U.S. Senator James Lankford recently here on the Mid-America Network to talk about that ongoing budget conversation and what tax cuts could actually look like and how they could be helping the actual agricultural and rural communities across the nation.
All of those are on the table to be able to go through, and we're trying to figure out how to write that. So, for instance, no tax on tips. There's 100 different ways to be able to write that. What is actually counted as a tip? Is that a cash tip? Is that a credit card tip? Is that certain occupations? Who is that? Can someone actually defer everything off and say, all of my income are tips now? So it's hard to write to be able to get it, but, yeah, we're actively working on that. Certain Social Security pieces you can't do in reconciliation because of the rules and the law that's actually there, so we're trying to be able to work through to figure it out. But, yes, all of that's on the table. Then there's also a lot of stuff that President Biden put in place. When Democrats did a reconciliation, when they raised taxes on oil and gas companies, they raised the price of energy across the entire country because they're trying to be able to bleed out oil and gas companies on it. So they dramatically raised their taxes and created new taxes on them that no other business has on them. Well, we're going to go back and revisit that and say, that's ridiculous. We're arbitrarily raising the price of energy by just overtaxing one particular industry and taking them on. So we're looking at some of those aspects as well. So it's not just what the Trump taxes cut in 2017, but we got a much broader perspective to be able to look at this.
That, again, was our sit-down with U.S. Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma here on the Mid-America Network, as one of the big conversations right now is inflation, with the latest report showing that inflation and gas prices are starting to work their way downward after the highs that we had seen in January and February. Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 50.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Designed specifically for family farms, Chapter 12 bankruptcy offers more flexibility when paying off debt, but only certain producers qualify. With many operations feeling the effects of a down farm economy, associate economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, Samantha Ayoub, shares some regional rates of farm bankruptcies.
There's a lot of variability in the regions across the U.S. just because agriculture is really diverse as we look across the United States. Kansas is in the Midwest region for our U.S. courts, and that is where we saw the most farm bankruptcies filed in 2024, with 71 across the Midwest. That's closely followed up by the Southeast with 62. And what do those two regions really have in common? There are really strong row crop regions. Our row crop farmers are really struggling right now. We're in, you know, the third year of declining farm revenue. And farm bankruptcies are kind of a lagging effect. You know, when you keep continuing to have losses year over year, it gets really hard to pay back your debts when you have negative profits. And so our farm row croppers are having a really hard time. Kansas obviously also has livestock, big cattle industry, and the cattle industry is actually doing a bit better this year than most years. So, you know, a dynamic to think of.
She explains how Kansas bankruptcy numbers compare to national averages and on a year-to-year basis.
Nebraska and Kansas both saw some of the highest losses. So 15 in Nebraska, 10 in Kansas. Only a handful of states see double digits of Chapter 12 bankruptcies in a year. So Kansas definitely on the higher end on a statewide basis as to farm bankruptcies in 2024. Kansas also, despite seeing, you know, a decrease in nationwide bankruptcies in 2023, still had 10 farm bankruptcies in 2023.
Looking ahead, AUB discusses helping farmers financially.
We're in the third year of discussions for a farm bill, and I think this increase in farm bankruptcy, along with all the other factors, really shows that it's time to renew our farm safety net. The conditions of the 2018 farm bill might have been great for 2018, but they haven't kept up with the realities of farm production in 2023, 2024, 2025. And so it's extremely important that we renew the farm, a brand new five-year farm bill, so that we have, you know, updated reference prices, we have increased, you know, crop insurance measures, and all the factors that can help farmers get through this really tough time, especially when we don't really have a clear picture of when it might pick up in the future.
That was Associate Economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, Samantha Ayoub, on Chapter 12 bankruptcy. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It's the full moon with an identity crisis, all about the many monikers of the March moon on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 14th, the 73rd day of the year. Albert Einstein was born on this day in 1879. It's commonly referred to as the worm moon because the soil is warmed enough to accommodate earthworms. But it also has many alternate identities. One is the full crust moon, referring to the crust of snow caused by thaw and freeze cycles, and the sap moon, as it coincides with the flow of maple tree sap. Native American tribes have dubbed it the Crow Moon, believing their cawing signals the end of winter. And early American settlers referred to it as the Linton Moon, as it heralds the coming of Easter. Just a few names to ponder as you watch March's full moon rising tonight. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the moon phases at almanac.com.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas Jayhawks make an exit out of the Big 12 tournament. They lose last night in the late game against Arizona, 88-77. Kansas beat Arizona just this past Saturday inside Allen Fieldhouse. So now the Jayhawks set and wait, find out where they're going to go for the NCAA tournament. Afterwards, Bill Self had this to say about last night's game.
Pretty quick turnaround after four guys played almost 40 last night. And so I just didn't feel like we had the energy defensively to keep them out of the paint.
According to the latest bracketology, Kansas is a sixth seed headed to Denver. Selection Sunday is coming up this Sunday. Other action in the Big 12 tournament, BYU beat Iowa State 96-92. Houston took care of Colorado 77-68. Texas Tech squeaked by Baylor 76-74.
Truck Stuff knows what it takes to make your truck, Jeep, or SUV stand out from the crowd. Whether it's LED lights, a new bed cover or steps, or getting your truck lifted or leveled, we've got you covered. Our experienced sales team can guide you through your options, and you can even have it installed by our experts. We offer interest-free financing through Snap, so come by today to get your ride tricked out or decked out. Either way, come check us out at 427 North Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Hey, Shocker fans, the 2025 Wichita State baseball season is upon us, and season tickets are available now. Following last year's conference championship run, the Shockers continue their pursuit of a championship and NCAA tournament appearance in year two of head coach Brian Green. See what all the new hype around Shocker baseball is about by securing your season tickets for as little as $75 now at goshockers.com/tickets or by calling 316-978-FANS.
There are four games on today in the American Athletic Conference Tournament down in Fort Worth. Wichita State will kick off the day with their game against number one seeded Memphis. That will tip off at noon. It'll be followed by Florida Atlantic taking on Tulane, Tulsa versus North Texas, and East Carolina will face UAB in the nightcap. The high school basketball state tournaments are going on throughout the state. In Class 5A boys, Andover, Highland Park, and Cape of Mount Carmel all advance. In Class 3A, Goodland, Heston, and Silver Lake advance. On the girls' side, in Class 6A, Derby and Wichita Heights both advance. In 4A, Bueller and Wellington. And in 2A, Inman and Mount Ridge. Chalk up another win for the Kansas City Royals in spring training games. The Royals beat the Padres yesterday 6-5. If you're looking for the Royals' schedule over the weekend, they play the Angels today and the Guardians tomorrow. The Chiefs have found their backup quarterback to Patrick Mahomes for this next season. The Chiefs signed Gardner Minshew, who started 9 games with the Raiders last season and 46 overall in his NFL career. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Valley Heights Lady Mustang in the 2A state tournament. Matched up again with St. Mary's Colgan of Pittsburgh. They played in the consolation as the Panthers won a year ago. Panthers took the first meeting in 2A state this year, 41-37. In a hard-fought battle that went both ways multiple times, tied into the first quarter. Colgan was up 4 at the half. Valley Heights was up 2 at the end of 3. St. Mary's Colgan pulls out the win, 41-37, led by junior standout Shaquilla Davis, 17 points, including 6 of 8 free throws down the stretch. Mariah Harris inside with double figures scored 12 as St. Mary's Colgan improves to 22-2. Valley Heights led by Lindsey Gray with a late three at the buzzer at the end. She had 9 points, as did Ava Smith with 9 points in the Mustangs. Final game of the season, falling to 16-9. Dropping a 41-37 decision, tipping off 2A State at Manhattan Thursday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
I am Weston Olda here at Dodge City's Boys 1A Division 1 State Tournament here at United Wireless Arena. First round action, 5-seed Frankfort will fall to 4-seed Central Plains in overtime, 54-44. Frankfort got up to an early 13-3 point lead after one quarter. After that, it was all Central Plains until the end of the third quarter, where Frankfort made a comeback, led in the fourth quarter, had a chance for one final shot. With it tied up, 12 seconds left in regulation, unfortunately, a turnover called on Frankfort, and the game went into overtime, where Frankfort was unable to score, and so they dropped in first round here at the state tournament, 54-44. Leading scores for Frankfort, Wes Anderson with 22, Taddy Smith with 12 points. Again, Frankfort falls in overtime to Central Plains, 54-44. I am Weston Oldie reporting for KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1.
The Class 1A Division II Boys State Tournament bracket got started from Colby, Kansas on a Thursday evening. Two Twin Valley League teams entered. Only one exited. In our first broadcast, 5th-seeded Hanover fell to 4th-seeded Elria Christian, 62-57. It was knotted up 57-all in the final 40 seconds, but a banked in three from super senior Ty Romero, who finished the game with 36 points, pushed the Eagles to second round action as they took care of Hanover, 62-57. Hanover was led by Braylon Mine, but it wasn't enough as Hanover finishes the year 16-7 in their first trip to state in 3 years under head coach Corey Jensen. In our second broadcast of the night, the Axe Legals train continued to roll as they pushed past Hutchinson Central Christian 66-46. The Eagles were paced by Logan Sandman with 16-10 rebounds. Brandon Smelsley put in 50 points, and Eli Brockman had a double-double with 11 points and 10 rebounds. As Eagles jumped out to the early 24-14 lead in the first quarter and never looked back as they push on to second round action, 66-46. Axel will take on either Dighton or Olivo on a broadcast feature Friday at 8 p.m. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasky.
Thursday sub-state basketball scores. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs fall to St. Mary's Colgan 41-37. Hanover Boys lost to Elrond Christian 62-57. Frankfort Boys lost Central Plains in overtime 54-44. And the Axtell Boys advance over Hutch Central Christian 66-46. Semifinals on Friday. 8th-seed Lynn girls take on 5th-seed Attica at 2 p.m. 3rd-seed Hanover girls meet 2nd-seed Lebo at 6 p.m. 2nd-seed Axtell boys face 3rd-seed Dighton at 8 p.m. We'll have the Lynn and Hanover girls games at 2 and 6 p.m. with the Axtell boys at 8, live on KNDY-FM, 95.5. Centralia girls 2nd-seed face 3rd-seed Troy Friday at 2 p.m.
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory begins at noon today. A red flag warning begins at 10 a.m. today. A blend of clouds and sun today with a slight chance for rain. Highs level off around 75. South winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain tonight, 39. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 55.
Spring national races at the Beatrice Speedway scheduled for this Friday and Saturday have been postponed until next week. Again, races scheduled for this week at the Beatrice Speedway have been moved to next week.